This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The first session of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 began in New Delhi. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwin Vaishnav inaugurated the session in the presence of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and other senior leaders. Let's go live and now and listen to the address of the CM of Maharashtra, Devendra Fadnavis.
And entertainment sector positioning M&E sector as a catalyst for global peace. This initiative will support emerging creators, foster cultural exchanges, and promote responsible policies and practices that contribute to the betterment of mankind. Maharashtra is committed to support this vision. Our government is actively working towards creating policies that encourage investment in the media and the entertainment industry, facilitate ease of doing business, and provide world-class infrastructure to filmmakers and digital content creators. This session offers an unparalleled opportunity for global media leaders to forge the partnership. And I must say that Mumbai is ready to host the world. We are excited to witness discussions, innovations, the strategic alliances that will define the future of global media landscape.
Through the event, the government aims to highlight the transformative potential of Waves as a unified global platform for the rapidly growing media and entertainment sector. More than 100 ambassadors and high commissioners will outline opportunities for a synergistic approach in the media and entertainment sector. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has successfully completed the undocking of two satellites, part of the space docking experiment SPADEX mission, marking a significant milestone in India's space exploration journey. Union Minister for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh has congratulated ISRO for its successful demonstration of the undocking experiment as part of the SPADEX mission. In his post on the social media site X, the minister said it will pave the way for the smooth conduct of ambitious future missions. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various developmental projects worth 146 crore rupees in his Lok Sabha constituency of Gandhinagar, Gujarat this afternoon. These projects are related to railways, roadways and healthcare. Mr. Shah highlighted India's remarkable progress, especially in infrastructure development. Northern Railways is operating more than 400 special trains for smooth travel of passengers ahead of the Holi festival. Comprehensive arrangements have been made to facilitate the passengers at different railway stations in Delhi, NCR. Chief Public Relations Officer of the Northern Railways, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, informed that security arrangements, mini control rooms and waiting areas have been set up for passengers at New Delhi, Anand Bihar and Hazrat Nizamuddin railway stations.
400 से ज्यादा स्पेशल ट्रेन का संचालन किया जा रहा है. इसके अलावा जो और रेलवे के द्वारा जैसे ईसीआर है, ईस्ट सेंट्रल रेलवे, नॉर्थ सेंट्रल रेलवे, सदर्न रेलवे, ऐसे अलग अलग जो रेलवे जोन है उनके द्वारा जो ट्रेन चलाई जाएंगी नॉर्दर्न रेलवे की तरफ वो अलग है. नई दिल्ली रेलवे स्टेशन पर करीब करीब 26,000 स्क्वायर फीट का होल्डिंग एरिया डेवलप किया गया है. इसी प्रकार से आनंद विहार में 5,000 स्क्वायर फीट का होल्डिंग कम टिकटिंग एरिया बनाया गया है.
The Festival of Colors will be celebrated across the country tomorrow, while Holika Dehan ceremonies will be held at various locations this evening. Poland's President Andrzej Duda has urged the US to station nuclear weapons in Poland, reiterating his 2022 request. Duda's advisor said today that nuclear protection will strengthen the country's security as a NATO member bordering Ukraine, Belarus and Russia's Kaliningrad. Meanwhile, Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk confirmed ongoing talks with France regarding President Emmanuel Macron's proposal to extend France's nuclear deterrent to Europe. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Gujarat Giants in the eliminator match at the Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match is set to begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.